Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
There's loads going on in Dublin over this weekend. Over the next couple of days, you've got Taylor Swift, 3 sold out nights at the Aviva Stadium, Longitude in Marley Park. You've Shania Twain at Malahide Castle on Friday night, Saw Doctors at Fairview Park on Saturday. Then you've got the GAA, the Senior Football Championship. You've also won the mix. Dublin Pride Parade. Like, there's expected to be about 600,000 people in the capital over the course of the weekend. So needless to say, the taxi drivers are warning that there could be shortages and people need to be mindful of that. Adrian Cummins is with us on the line. Adrian's the CEO of the Restaurant Association, but also a founding member of the Taxis for Ireland Coalition. This is something people need to plan, Adrian, despite all of the good news and the great acts in the capital.
Absolutely, Andrea. You know, there's so many acts on in the capital this weekend, and which will have hundreds of thousands of people celebrating and enjoying themselves. And the most important thing is that they get to and get from these venues safely. And in our Taxi for Ireland Coalition, we've been advocating that there isn't enough taxis in the country. And this is a prime example now where you won't have enough this weekend, even though you'll have an ample supply of extra buses provided by public transport. But what we're finding from our research is that, you know, there's a certain cohort of people, predominantly females, that maybe want to get home in a door-to-door service if they're on their own after a night out. That's where these taxis come into play, that they provide that service. And unfortunately, at peak hours, you don't have enough taxis in the city to provide that service. So we need to be imaginative of how we get more people into the industry. And our coalition, we've advocated for not a deregulation. I want to be very clear on that. These will be Garda-vetted drivers, Garda-vetted vehicles. But the change in what we're looking for is that if you're going into the industry now, that you don't have to be wheelchair accessible, which is a huge amount of money in terms of pay for a new vehicle. So that's our ask. So that would help in attracting more people into the industry.
You can see how something like Uber would work extremely well now this weekend, Adrian.
Oh, 100%. And, you know, Uber is one of our coalition partners. You know, this is not, I want to be very clear, this is not a free-for-all. We're asking for that every driver can just, anybody can rock up in their car and start taking a fare in the street tomorrow morning. This has to be done in a proper manner. You know, the powers that be don't seem to be listening to our ask at the moment. And every time we ask for something, there's some sort of an excuse given to us. But even though that the population of the country is increasing substantially, we need to make sure that we're providing a good service to probably tourists and our patrons and our population and also our citizens around the country, not just in Dublin.
I want to talk to people today that are planning on travelling to some of the gigs in Dublin over the weekend. Maybe you're up for Pride or you're up for some of the GAA matches. If you're currently trying to book public transport, maybe you're trying to get a train or a bus from whatever part of the country you're in and you can't, because that's what I'm hearing. Yes, there's lots of additional services on, but now a lot of them are booked out, and it certainly appears from the messages I've been getting, Adrian, from people over the past number of days, we actually need more public transport to be put on despite the number of, you know, additional services that are already on offer. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number if you're currently in that situation. The question, though, is, Adrian, with all of these acts on this weekend, can Dublin actually cope with these number of gigs given the services that we currently have?
I can guarantee you that Dublin will cope, and any city, whether it's Cork, Kilkenny or whatever, that puts on big events, they always fill out, because we're a population that likes to go to see concerts, see different acts. And in fact, we get a substantial amount of tourists coming into the country that want to experience an act or a concert, but also experience the country as well. So, you know, there's a double sight to all of this in terms of the economic value to the country. And we saw that with, you know, Bruce Springsteen. We'll see it now again in September with the Coldplay concert. And we see it this weekend as well. So, you know, I do, you know, you made a point where we need more public transport. Yes, we do. But it's the last half mile at night where people, where the bus stop isn't close to their home, where they would feel that they would want to be safer getting a door-to-door service. Okay. And that's specifically where the research that we're getting from in terms of the public, that's what the requirement is.
Sunil Sharp, spokesperson for Give Us the Night, is with us on the line as well, Adrian. Do you think Dublin has capacity for the number of gigs that are on in the capital this weekend, Sunil?
Well, I mean, it's not just about, and thanks, Andrea, for having me. It's not just about this weekend. I mean, it's about every weekend, but certainly for this weekend, it wouldn't appear that we do have capacity. But I do think something that does need to be spoken here about is the communication on nighttime transport, on transport primarily, but nighttime transport, or transport in relation to events and nighttime transport. There needs to be more open communication between the Transport Minister and the Culture Minister, who oversees the nighttime economy. I mean, the Transport Department hasn't been funding nighttime services to the level that it should be for a start. So there are budgetary issues that have to be addressed. And I know there are more services in place for this weekend, but clearly we need to go further than that. And, you know, this applies to buses and trains and in Dublin, the Lewis, but to another extent as well, taxis. I think, and there's a lot that I would agree with and we do agree with the coalition on, but I think Adrian will also appreciate the pressure that this could put on some existing drivers. So, you know, when Adrian was talking about, like, you know, new ideas and new thinking, you know, maybe there are other avenues available to us within the existing system, you know, or new types of licenses, you know, weekend licenses or temporary licenses that could be for weekends like this, that could be for seasons like Christmas, where there might be more footfall. What I would be worried about, what I would be concerned about, is good drivers leaving the industry like they did after deregulation. They're going to be telling you, and all taxi drivers tell us this about the weekend, that the weekend, you know, there's definitely not enough of them out there. But Monday to Thursday is another ball game. And what I would be concerned about is the pressure a saturated market would have on good, high-caliber drivers who will potentially leave the market. If that, it's about finding that balance, you know. If we can get the balance right, but I'm not sure that kind of, you know, completely opening up the market to how we see Uber and some of these other apps work internationally will necessarily work as well in practice as we might kind of hope it would in Ireland.
Yeah, listener here says the shortage of taxis is a Dublin problem only. It's not in the case in other cities. I don't know about that. I've talked to many taxi drivers in other parts of the country, Waterford, Cork, Galway before, also tell me the same issue. Another listener makes the point, why is everything on in Dublin? There's no cheap accommodation. Some parts are actually quite dangerous. The football should have been on in Roscommon or in Galway. You see, there's the capacity issue, Sunil, as well, for a lot of our listeners. Whether it's accommodation.
Listen, I agree. I think a lot too much of the conversation, and as somebody that lives in Dublin, like, and it's from Dublin, I think far too much of the conversation is centred on Dublin. The bigger issues around public transport are down the country and are in rural areas where they don't have any nighttime economy where they used to. But now the potential for growing and sustaining their nighttime economy is pretty grim, you know. So I think in Dublin, I mean, I know, and it's, I don't want to be saying like when I was younger, but when I was younger, I walked in and out of Dublin, you know. That's how bad public transport was then. You know, I'm not saying that that's what people should be doing, and in fact, it's not safe to do that. But I would say that the problems that we're facing in Dublin, we could multiply outside of Dublin. And yeah, listen, there's other questions to be asked around, like, bigger stadiums and bigger places for events to happen, like, yeah, Cork Event Centre.
You'd have to ask why aren't some of these
coming,
gigs,
you know, should all
on
the big
in Cork
events be on in Dublin
this weekend?
I'm glad we have the events that we have, but yeah, there should be more in other parts,
okay,
of the country too.
Gerry, you think it is too much for the capital, is that right?
Yes, it is too much, yeah. And this coalition that AD is on about, I don't know any taxi drivers that take part of that coalition. Like, you know what I mean? I don't.
You don't know any taxis? Yeah, you don't know any taxis that are part of it, is that what you said?
That coalition, I mean, I don't know who these people are. Like, you keep making these suggestions. I mean, we don't tell 800 to run these pubs and bars and restaurants, you know what I mean? I mean, the problem is, it should be a 24-hour bus service, Lewis service, DART service. You know what I mean?
Simple as that.
It's been going on now since taxi deregulation. And still hasn't solved the issues.
Are you a taxi driver?
I am, yes.
Oh, are you?
Yes,
okay,
am,
okay.
Yeah.
And what is your message, or your I suppose, warning to people that are travelling to Dublin over the weekend,
Gerry? Well, you know, you know, head out of town. There should be more buses later on. There should be all night darts, all night Lewis. We've been over this umpteen times. Nobody's listening. We can't even get transport police. You know what I mean? So the whole thing is farcical. Like, you know what I mean? Okay, Uber, this is free now. The reason why people can't get free now is because the drivers won't work the app. They've been charged 15% on the fare. They've been charged this. They've been technology charge. You're being charged €3. They're being charged €50 on the meter. So the fellas are going to say, I'm going to walk the street. I'm not going to do this. The free now app because I'm going to get cash. You know
because
what I mean?
Of the additional charges.
There's loads of work out there on the apps. If these sort of people who work these apps like free now and Uber, why don't they drop the commission the weekend on busy concert nights like this weekend as a gesture of goodwill to their loyal customers? No, they won't. You know what I mean? It's
okay.
All about get more taxi.
Do you think that would encourage more taxi drivers out, would it, to work over the weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Reduced charges.
It would encourage more taxi drivers to work the app. The app is the problem, you know? They won't work the app because they're fleecing the drivers of 15%.
Patrick's on the line as well, Gerry. I believe Patrick's also a taxi driver.
How you doing?
Yeah, what's your message, I suppose, to people travelling?
If you want taxi drivers to work nights, okay, you need to make the environment safe for the driver as well as for the people. Okay, and that's not happening. I've worked nights before. I don't work nights anymore. I'm no softy, but I can tell you one thing. Driving around the city at night times is... you've got all sorts going on, and it's not just the passengers. So you need to have a dedicated police, something going out there, maybe just to stop taxis, to make sure they're okay, make sure the passengers are okay. You know, out of the blue, that doesn't need to be because they've done something wrong. That would maybe alleviate some of the problem. You know, you have the I was in the traffic there the other day, and a taxi in front of me blew the horn on a guy that was walking across the street to stop him being run over. The guy screaming at the taxi driver, headbutting the passenger window. The passengers were terrified. My passengers were terrified.
This
is the type of carry-on you have. There's no police around. And the only time they are around is when you're trying to stop somewhere to pick somebody up. There's no dedicated areas to pick. You know, they might have an area, say, half a mile away from the venue. That's no use.
Mm.
That's no good. And you pull in and you get stuck there. The drivers get stuck. They say, oh, you'll be mad busy the weekend, it's just going on, that going on. You can only do one job at a time.
Mm.
And this whole thing, like, in relation to Uber, you know, and I'm not talking about, like, the Uber is being used at the moment. Drivers are using the apps. And I wouldn't expect the apps to turn around and to, you know, give it to us for nothing for the weekend just to get people out there, because they have to make a living as well. They have to be able to, you know, to fund their business as well. Now, it would, at least 50% of the problem with drivers is safety and the feeling of feeling vulnerable at night time. And if you could say something about that, that would make a big difference.
And in the meantime, Patrick, ahead of this weekend and with the numbers, like I mentioned, the guts of about 600,000 people in Dublin over the course of 3 days, what is the best thing for people to do? Because a lot of the listeners that are getting in touch with me that are travelling to Dublin for various concerts or matches or Pride are wondering, like, what's the best approach to try and get a taxi coming out of some of the gigs?
Put a question to you. When is it too many, too many? When is too much stuff coming out at one time? You know what I mean? It's too much, it's too much.
Maybe Dublin just can't cope with the capacity of all of this.
For it. You haven't got it. There's only so many drivers. I mean, they won't even, you know, put the Lewis on, you know, extended the time to suit the crowds. I mean, that's a joke. Oh yeah, that's a taxi driver's pick up the slack, but you can only do one job at a time.
Mm.
As I say, I've seen it. Like, even a friend of mine might be going to a concert. I'll say, look, I'll drop you off and I'll pick you up in case you can't get a taxi. Now I've gone and tried to pick the people up at the end of the night, and you can't get near the venue. The police won't let you near the place. They're standing around scratching themselves.
Yeah, so people need to walk towards you. Listener here says 90% of people will get the bus, Lewis or Dart into Dublin this weekend and then expect to all get taxis home. The bus, Lewis and Dart should be made stay on till at least 2 o'clock in the morning at the weekends, and it's just as simple as that. Barry Kenny is with us on the line from Éireann Rothéireann. Barry, is that the solution? Keep the trains running till 2?
Well, I think the issue is that it's getting people to and from the event. So it is either side of the event. I mean, it is an extraordinary weekend that we're heading into. And I would say, whether you're travelling to the event or not, if you're travelling at all, this is not a normal weekend. So do prepare to do plan, we will have extra services before and after all the events, right through from Friday through to Monday, in fact, with people staying the weekend. If you're travelling by intercity with us, so if you're travelling from around the country to and from Dublin this weekend, you must book your train in advance. It doesn't matter what route you're travelling on. They're all busy. Obviously, Taylor Swift has been in place for a long time. We now have four quarterfinals. We have a lot of rail-connected counties participating from, you know, Roscommon and Galway on Saturday. We've got Louth and Kerry on Sunday as well, not to mention the Dubs themselves travelling on Saturday evening. We've got Shania Twain and Malahide on Friday evening. The vast majority of people who travel to Malahide Castle concerts take the train. Obviously, what we do is we're about moving the volume to and from those events. So we will have a lot of trains.
Just on that, Barry, just on that for a moment. Sorry, first of all, how many additional services are on this weekend from Éire na Éireann?
Well, what we do in these situations is we literally kind of line up darts, and we will keep running them as much as is needed to clear the crowd. So we will have, you know, a lot of additional trains, a full dart.
Unlimited.
Until you clear the crowds, basically, you know, and a full dart takes 1,200 people. So, you know, we play a big role in these events. But I think it is that, you know, it is the volume of events that's unprecedented.
Okay. And of those train services, Barry, sorry, just of those train services, until what time in the morning will they run to at the weekend?
Yeah, we'll be running till shortly after midnight. Our focus is very much getting people to and from the events specifically. So, you know, we will have
the taxi shortage. Could the trains not run longer till two in the morning?
They are running longer, but it is very much focused on post the event, if you like. And that's what we find, is the vast majority of people are travelling directly after the event. And apologies to go back to the kind of public service announcements, as it were, Andrea. But again, particularly before the event, don't think that this is something you can just rock up to last minute. Do travel early. The numbers travelling, and also, as I say, on the intercity network, do book in advance.
Is the booking required, Barry, just for intercity or for DART services?
No, it's not for DART or commuter. But for DART or commuter, don't think that it's, well, I can arrive along, you know, kind of half an hour before the event with the volumes that are travelling. You know, you're just lining up to be disappointed there.
Yeah, so if you're coming from Sligo or Cork or Mayo or Galway to see Taylor Swift or any of the acts on this weekend on the train, you need that ticket booked online, or don't go near the train station.
Train station on the day, the tickets won't be available. We have everything, all the carriages that we have available will be on the move around this weekend. We still hope to confirm some more additional services for those GAA matches. Obviously, we get those fixture details on the Monday afternoon for this weekend, and with all of the capacity already in play for the Taylor Swift concerts, for Longitude, for things like that.
But you see, the point, Barry, that the listeners are making to me at the moment is that, like, they're currently trying to book some of these intercity train services. They're already sold out.
They are, and that's the level to find. And, you know, there's finite supply. There's, you know what I mean? Everything we have will be on the move. We'll boost the capacity of our scheduled services. You know, our first responsibility is our scheduled services, the services that operate every single day. So we have to look after those first. And then in terms of fleet and driver availability, we operate whatever extra we can on top of that.
Well, there you go. If you
But I would say keep an eye on. We do still expect to confirm some additional services for Saturday and Sunday for the GAA matches.
Yeah, well, this listener says there's no problem getting a train from Galway to Dublin for the games in Croke Park on Saturday, but there's no train going back after the match.
We are working to arrange those, and we will, and as I say, this is a function of the fact that with the new structure of the championship, it's a Monday afternoon, we find out who is playing where. And for this weekend in particular, because we had already committed so much capacity for the Taylor Swift concerts and everything, and, you know, Dublin Pride is happening on Saturday, it really is, I think.
So blame the condensed season.
Is something else. So,
right, okay.
So it's a lot of pressure on the entire transport network, be it buses, trains, Lewis, taxis, whatever. And people do need to plan with that in mind.
Well, plan and book if you're on an intercity service. The words from Barry Kenny from Éire na Éireann. This texter says, I have a solution, Andrea, to all of this traffic and journey. Just stay at home, says this listener. Absolute killjoy.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
You've got enough on your plate. Mundane meals shouldn't be one of them. Get an endless variety of the freshest, best-tasting food from award-winning chefs delivered to your door with Cook Unity, all at a fraction of the cost and time you're spending now. Take a load off and leave your meal prep to Cook Unity, affordable food crafted by award-winning chefs delivered straight to your door. Go to cookunity.com/podcast or enter code PODCAST before checkout for 50% off your first week.